Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Today's program is part three of our series on termites. Last time, we told you about certain strategies around your home that could be good preventative measures to keep termites out. Extension entomologist Jody Green continues that discussion to focus on what to look for inside your home.
If you're looking for termites in your house, so you're doing a termite inspection, you want to consider what kind of construction you have in your house. So if you do have a basement, do you have a crawl space? Are you able to get into that area? So if you've got a crawl space, you do want to, you know, wear your PPE, get a flashlight, and you want to go under there. And you're looking for mud tubes. So these are shelter tubes made by termites. They can be freestanding mud tubes from the ground up to the structure or to those beams, to the sill plate. And you're also looking for any type of damage. So anything that looks, I guess it would look similar to wood rot, but a little bit different. Sometimes people will see coarse sawdust or piles of wood, and that is not gonna be termites. So termites eat the wood, so they consume the wood, and in the place of those the wood material, they're gonna leave frass, which is essentially poop. So it's gonna be mud, and it's pretty much gonna be packed into those tunnels because they have eaten the wood and they've left this frass. Whereas carpenter ants or other insects that nest in wood, they're not able to consume the wood, so they're gonna kick it out, and that's when you'll see piles of sawdust. So sawdust is not termites. Termites are gonna be more cryptic than that, so that's why they move in those shelter tubes. If you don't have a crawl space, you do wanna get into your basement, and many of us have finished basements, so that makes it difficult. So you wanna go into a place that you can see the sill plate. So that is basically where the foundation wall ends. There's gonna be some wood and then usually insulation. And in that area where it's pretty hidden, you know, sometimes you can pull that back, look for mud tubes. There are a lot of homes that are completely finished. So what you can do is get a moisture meter and detect, look for high moisture areas. So those are the places you're gonna look around, windows, where spigots are outside, maybe where downspouts come out, or anywhere that you know you've had a flood in the past, or you know, high moisture. So, you know, look at those areas, and then on the outside of your house, you wanna look around your foundation wall. You wanna make sure you have a clear view of the ground up into the house. So dirt-filled porches, in the garage, you wanna make sure your walls are not completely covered, that you can see that area, because if you see the start or mud tubes, then, you know, early detection is going to be the key, so there's less damage. But if you are looking around and you don't see any of that evidence, then you might not have termite damage. Even if you were to get a professional inspector, there are a lot of places that we consider, in quotes, inaccessible because we cover things up. So, you know, you just want to make sure that your structure is visible and is dry, and you know, keep those termites over at the neighbors. Well, most houses that are going to be built with that kind of lumber are going to be pressure treated. If you are building your own home, you can have it treated with a borate solution that will protect it from wood destroying it, organisms.
On our final episode at this look at termites, Jody will talk about a few control measures to eliminate them from your home. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.